I think in the first half we would have been disappointed with a couple of goals we conceded, and I thought we, as the first half went on, I thought we got back into the game very well and we finished it well and kept going, which was really important. And look, I think that's the most important thing. I think in the second half we went at Waterford. It wasn't pretty and tough conditions for everybody, but just really happy with how we went about it and ground out the win. I think that was really important for us. We're looking at players and everybody's getting an opportunity, and training very hard, but delighted to make the knockout stages. That's what we aim for at the start of the year, and look, obviously have a big game next weekend, but we look forward to that now.
You wouldn't have learned an awful lot today with the conditions, but still great to get him in match practice.
Yeah, well, I was delighted with the character of a lot of them, and because sometimes it's not an easy place to come and play, especially conditions like today. So you're looking at, well, you're looking at somebody's character and how they go about it as well when things are not going their way, and I think that's the most pleasing thing, because everybody made mistakes there today, but what I was really happy with is that we kept going back for more, and that takes a bit of guts as well for a fella. So we want loads of that. We're going to make plenty of mistakes as it goes on. That's fine, but once the effort is there, you know, we'll be happy.
League semi-final now to look forward to in a week's time, and obviously that's going to be a big test in itself.
Yeah, it will be, and we've a good few knocks in there now again, so we'll assess it. But look, again, it's about putting our panel together for next week in a team, and you know, we look forward to that game, and it's great. That's what we wanted it to be. More tests.
Derek, what type of knock did Mikey Butler pick up?
It looks like an ankle. We'll have to have a look at it. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, and but we will know more, I suppose, the next couple of days. Hard to get an assessment on it now.
Terry, how could you be analytical about that game? You have to bring into consideration the conditions, which are absolutely atrocious, and that starts a whole can of worms about playing hurling at this time of the year, Derek, doesn't it?
It does. Look, it's difficult. It is. You can see both teams are trying to play a good ball in. The ball is just sticking on the ground, and you know, it's very difficult. And even trying to get a good strike, a clean strike, was a challenge today. Wet ball, but look, it wasn't really about that today. It was about just kind of showing up and just going at it, and I think you're just grinding it out. And
a win is a win.
Yeah. Look, we'll take that, and that's the most pleasing thing.
The only thing as well is that, you know, you kind of kept cool heads even though it wasn't working. I know the first half with the concession of the two goals, well, they came so quickly that rather than getting, I suppose, down about it, I mean, everybody kind of kept their heads up and kept trying to play the way they could.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what I said in the first half. There were kind of sucker punches at the time because we were playing reasonably well. We got the first few scores, but I was happy the way we finished the first half after conceding a couple of goals. And I think the way we went at it at the start of the second half, we went at it with a bit of purpose, a bit of intent, and that was important. It's all about getting ready for championship, of course, but that will help us, and we'll get another look at the team and look at players, and look, that's where you want to be in the knockout stages. That was the aim, and we're there now.